A deafening silence from Fox News hosts today, after it was revealed yesterday that a few of these high-profile hosts sent text messages to the White House Chief of Staff during the riots of January 6th. These texts, to Mark Meadows, urged then-former President Trump to tell the insurrectionists to go home and that the violence was hurting his image. Meadows shared these texts with the House committee investigating that day. Here is what Meadows told Fox News host Sean Hannity last night when Hannity asked about the committee's recommendation to prosecute Meadows for contempt of Congress.
This is not about me holding me in contempt. This is about Donald Trump and about actually going after him once again.
Now, Sean Hannity did not ask Meadows about the text messages that he sent him on January 6th. So for more on how all this is playing out at Fox News, we're joined by NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, hi.
Hey, Scott.
Now, Mark Meadows is no longer talking to this House committee, but earlier he gave them these text messages that he received. Here's Republican Liz Cheney from that committee. She's reading what Fox News host told Meadows on January 6th.
The president needs to tell people in the Capitol to go home. This is hurting all of us. He is destroying his legacy, Laura Ingraham wrote. Please get him on TV, destroying everything you have accomplished, Brian Kilmeade texted.
Now, David, this is big political news for the Fox News network. So what should we make of this silence from their hosts?
They don't want to own it. They don't want their viewers to be aware of it. They don't want to be part of the discussion. It's not helpful in them trying to present the committee's focus on former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and on, in fact, former President Donald Trump as a partisan witch hunt or a political endeavor, some sort of third impeachment, if you will. It's their desire to reshape reality around something very uncomfortable, which is that what they were saying on the air was very different in the days following January 6th than what they were saying behind the scenes in the moment.
You sound like you're not too surprised.
You know, fair question. In a sense, I was surprised in that, you know, it shows the degree to which Fox News figures, according to these texts read aloud by Representative Cheney, know what right and wrong is, know when there's a crisis, know that this was serious, know that this reflected directly on Trump, all the things that in the days and weeks that followed, they tried to deny, deflect, diminish, denounce. In this case, you know, they were behaving as you would hope adults would, say, use any influence they could. It also shows the degree to which they expected to be listened to, the degree to which they had direct channels to this White House in a way where, yes, major news organizations and media figures do have connections and contacts with political figures of parties of both stripes. But it's a very different relationship that Fox News established with then-President Trump.
As far as these direct channels, Laura Ingraham, Fox News host, texted Meadows that day, quote, "This is hurting all of us. He is destroying his legacy." And hours later on TV, she tried to blame the violence on left-wing Antifa members.
I have never seen Trump rally attendees wearing helmets, black helmets, brown helmets, black backpacks, the uniforms that you saw in some of these crowd shots.
So, David, what should we make of this apparent contradiction here?
Well, you can't look into her soul, whether she actually wanted to believe this or did believe this, or whether she, you know, this was the best you could come up with in the face of a crisis seemingly inspired by and goaded on by the sitting president of the United States who just didn't want to give up his office. But I've got to say that, you know, what they're doing, think of what Fox viewers are absorbing in the face of this, these scenes of violent and tumult and angry protest resulting in a kind of insurrection trying to block the peaceful transfer of power. What you're seeing there is her trying to distract and say, oh, we're going to raise the worst possible fears of left-wing agitators, the president's sworn enemies, in a way for which there was no evidence, in a way in which every serious unspooling of what occurred on January 6th has rejected and shown to be false.
So what does this incident tell you, David, about the role Fox News anchors play on and off the air?
Well, it tells you the integral role that they play in the Trump administration. You know, Sean Hannity wasn't just a famous Fox figure who Trump happened to grace with an interview here and there. He's one of the president's closest advisors, both echoing what the president's talking points were, shaping them and informing them. In this case, it shows you that those ties and that power and influence and the millions of viewers and the money was more important than what was in the public good or the nature of the public understanding this terrible trauma inflicted on the Capitol and the public, even if behind the scenes they were saying things that you've got to respect, that they were trailing the president essentially to get his supporters to stand down and to pull back and to stop laying siege to one of the citadels of democracy.
Okay, that is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks as always for the time. Much appreciated.
You bet.